Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Peter Ill. The New Testament reading for today is from Mark chapter 2, verses 18 through 28. Now John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting, and people came and said to him, "Why do John's disciples and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" And Jesus said to them, "Can the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast in that day. No one sews a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment. If he does, the patch tears away from it, the new from the old, and a worse tear is made. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins. If he does, the wine will burst the skins, and the wine is destroyed, and so are the skins. But new wine is for fresh wineskins." One Sabbath, he was going through the grain fields, and as they made their way, his disciples began to pluck heads of grain. And the Pharisees were saying to him, "Look, why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" And he said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he was in need and was hungry? He and those who were with him? How he entered the house of God in the time of Abiathar the high priest, and ate the bread of the presence, which it is not lawful for any but the priests to eat, and also gave it to those who were with him. And he said to them, 'The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath.' O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God." In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Our Lord Jesus has come to do a new thing, and that new thing that Jesus does is all about how he comes to not try to fit himself into the old traditions of the Old Testament faith, but to say that he has come to fulfill all of the prophecies. And so some of the practices of the Old Testament are no longer necessary because we don't need to do all the Old Testament things. Instead, Jesus has come to fully and completely fulfill all things. So Jesus says that trying to incorporate his teaching into some of the Old Testament practices, like fasting, would end up being like trying to put a patch that you would put on a pair of pants or a shirt out of new cloth onto old laundry. And then when you send it through the wash or wear it around, the new cloth would shrink at a different rate than the old cloth. And, well, not only would the patch fall off, but the tear would even get worse. Or if you put wine, new wine, into old wineskins, that wine would ferment and expand. The old wineskins wouldn't be able to expand with the wine. And so those wineskins would burst, and the wine and the skins would both be ruined. God gave his wonderful word to the Old Testament people and called them to look for the Messiah. But now that the Messiah has come, it's not necessary to follow all of the Old Testament laws. They can be set aside because Jesus has come. He is the Lord of the Sabbath. And so no longer do we rest in one single day. No longer do we rest at an appointed time, because now our Sabbath rest is not a what. It's not a when, but a who. Jesus has come and we rest in him. Jesus has come with his new day of grace, and that is exactly what we live in today. So today, eat, drink, and be merry, not because of licentiousness or giving yourself over to evil, but instead, rejoice in the very grace of God that is given for you so that you can be encouraged and strengthened and preserved by the grace of God. He has come and Jesus, your Savior, brings you joy. He has come and Jesus, your Savior, brings you peace. He has come for you. And so, if you fast, which is fine outward bodily training, do it in the peace of Christ. If you abstain from anything, do it with faith and hope in Christ. And if you eat, drink, and be merry, do it all and do it in the holiness and the joy and the grace of Christ. Because Jesus has come not to give you more rules to follow, but Jesus has come to give you his grace, which is most fully seen when he died on the cross. And then when the Lord of the Sabbath even rested in the tomb on that Sabbath day of Holy Saturday, and then when he rose again from the dead, the new has come. God's grace has dawned upon you, dear Christian. Rejoice and be glad in all the gifts of God that he so mercifully gives to you, most especially in the forgiveness of sins that you have, and in the indwelling of the Holy Spirit who comforts you in this day of grace. Amen. Let us pray. Eternal God, your Son, Jesus Christ, is our true Sabbath rest. Help us keep each day holy by receiving his word of comfort, that we may find our rest in him with lives who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Producer friend, I'm going to re-record the prayer now because I made a mistake. Prayer a second time. Let us pray. Eternal God, your Son, Jesus Christ, is our true Sabbath rest. Help us to keep each day holy by receiving his word of comfort, that we may find our rest in him who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.